Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings, they're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Club and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself, because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dear friends, I want to speak to you about something incredibly important, something that touches the very core of our struggles and our triumphs. It's about focusing on God, because He is at work in your problems. Life often feels overwhelming. We face challenges, obstacles, and moments of uncertainty that can shake us to our very foundation. It's easy to get lost in the chaos, to become consumed by our problems, and to forget that there is a higher power working behind the scenes. But I want to remind you today, God is working your problems. He is present, even when it seems like everything is falling apart. When we're in the middle of our struggles, it's hard to see beyond the immediate pain and confusion. We might question why things are happening or wonder if there's a way out. In these moments, focusing on God can make all the difference. Why should we focus on God? Because focusing on Him shifts our perspective. Instead of being overwhelmed by the magnitude of our problems, focusing on God helps us see the bigger picture. It reminds us that our issues are not too big for Him. It shows us that there is a purpose in our pain, and that even in the darkest moments, God's light is shining through. Remember, focusing on God doesn't mean ignoring our problems. It means placing our trust in the one who can handle them far better than we ever could. It means choosing to believe that God is working in ways we may not see right now, but His plans are always good. It means holding on to hope, even when hope seems distant. So today, let's take a step back from the worries and the stress. Let's choose to focus on God. He is not distant or detached from our lives. He is deeply involved, caring for every detail of our struggles. And as we focus on Him, we open ourselves up to His guidance, His comfort, and His strength. Take a moment to reflect on what it means for you to focus on God. Think about how this shift in perspective can change the way you handle your problems. Remember, focusing on God is not a passive act. It's an active decision to trust, to believe, and to hold on to the hope that He is working things out for your good. Dear friends, let's talk deeper into what it means to find strength in trust. Trusting God is more than just a passive feeling. It's an active choice we make every day. Trusting God means believing that He is in control, even when our lives feel chaotic and uncertain. It's easy to trust when things are going well, but real faith shines through when we face difficulties. Trusting God in the midst of our struggles requires courage and a willingness to surrender our fears and doubts. Consider what trust looks like in your life. When we trust someone, we rely on their integrity, their reliability, and their ability to support us. The same goes for our relationship with God. He has shown time and again that He is faithful and trustworthy. His promises are unbreakable, and His love for us is unconditional. When we trust God, we're acknowledging that He knows what's best for us. We're choosing to believe that He has a plan, even if we can't see it. This trust brings a sense of peace, knowing that we are not alone in our struggles. Instead of being weighed down by worry and anxiety, we can find solace in knowing that God is handling our problems with wisdom and care. Finding strength in trust also means letting go of the need to control every aspect of our lives. We often want to have everything figured out, but true trust requires us to release our grip and allow God to take the lead. It's about acknowledging that we don't have all the answers, but we trust that God does. This release can be freeing and empowering as we place our burdens into His capable hands. Think about times in your life when you've experienced God's faithfulness. Reflect on moments when He has come through for you in ways you couldn't have anticipated. These experiences are reminders of His trustworthiness and can strengthen your faith when you face new challenges. As you focus on God, let trust be the anchor that holds you steady. When doubts arise, remind yourself of His promises and His past faithfulness.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let this trust guide your thoughts and actions, and allow it to transform your experience of the difficulties you face. Remember, trusting God doesn't mean everything will be perfect. It means believing that He is working through the imperfections and challenges. It means knowing that He is with you every step of the way, providing strength and comfort as you navigate through life's storms. Beloved, it's crucial to understand and embrace patience in the process. Patience is not just about waiting. It's about how we wait. It's about maintaining a positive and hopeful attitude, even when answers and solutions seem distant. When we're faced with difficulties, patience can be challenging. We want quick fixes and immediate relief. Yet, patience is a vital part of our journey, and it's an integral aspect of our faith. It's through patience that we allow God to work in His perfect timing, rather than forcing things to happen according to our own schedules. Think of patience as a way to build resilience. When we are patient, we develop a deeper trust in God's plan and timing. This process teaches us to rely on Him, to understand that His timing is always perfect, and that He's working behind the scenes, even when we cannot see it. Patience also allows us to grow. During waiting periods, we have the opportunity to reflect, to learn, and to strengthen our character. It's in these times that our faith is tested and refined. God uses these moments to shape us into who He wants us to be, preparing us for the blessings and victories ahead. Let's be honest. waiting is not easy. It can be frustrating and exhausting. But embracing patience means choosing to believe that God is at work. Even if the results are not immediate, it means trusting that every moment of waiting is a step closer to His perfect plan unfolding in our lives. As you navigate through your struggles, try to adopt a mindset of expectancy rather than frustration. Expect that God is doing something significant in the waiting. Believe that He is preparing something amazing for you. Patience doesn't mean sitting idly. It means actively engaging with God's work in your life, even when you don't have all the answers. Use this time to deepen your relationship with God. Pray, reflect, and seek His guidance. Embrace the journey with hope and confidence, knowing that God's timing is always right. He is not ignoring you. He is preparing you for what is to come. Remember, God's delays are not denials. Just because things are not happening on your timetable doesn't mean they won't happen. It means that God is orchestrating everything perfectly, and He is working on your behalf. My friends, now we arrive at a key aspect of our faith, finding peace in God's presence. Amidst the noise and chaos of our struggles, God offers us a sanctuary of peace that surpasses all understanding. When we're caught up in the whirlwind of our challenges, it's easy to become anxious and overwhelmed. Our minds race with worries, and our hearts are heavy with stress. Yet, in these moments, God invites us to find peace in His presence. This peace isn't just a fleeting feeling. It's a deep, abiding calm that can sustain us through any storm. Finding peace in God's presence starts with a deliberate choice to turn our focus to Him. It means intentionally seeking Him out through prayer, meditation, and reflection. When we take time to connect with God, we open ourselves up to His comforting presence. This connection helps to center our hearts and minds, bringing clarity and tranquility to our turbulent emotions. Think of God's presence as a safe harbor in the midst of a storm. Just as a ship finds refuge in a harbor, we find stability and calm when we draw near to God. In His presence, our worries are put into perspective. We are reminded that we are not alone in our struggles. God is with us, offering His support and peace. It's important to recognize that this peace doesn't mean our problems will disappear. Instead, it means that even in the midst of our challenges, we can experience a sense of calm and reassurance. This peace enables us to face our problems with a clear mind and a steady heart, knowing that God is in control and that His presence brings comfort. To cultivate this peace, make space in your daily life for moments of stillness. Create a quiet place where you can be alone with God, away from the noise and distractions. Use this time to pour out your heart to Him, to listen for His voice, and to bask in His presence. As you do, you'll find that His peace fills the gaps left by worry and fear. Dear friends, when we are navigating through difficulties, it's crucial to recognize that God's guidance is available to us at every turn. God's guidance isn't just about receiving directions on what to do next. It's about experiencing His presence and wisdom in our daily lives. He is with us, guiding us through our choices, decisions, and actions. This guidance helps us find our way, make wise choices, and move forward with confidence, knowing that we are not alone. To experience God's guidance, we first need to cultivate a receptive heart. This means being open to His leading, being attentive to His whispers, and being willing to follow where He directs us. It involves seeking His will through prayer, reflecting on His word, and listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. When we face decisions or uncertainties, God is ready to provide clarity and direction. Sometimes His guidance comes through a sense of peace or conviction about a particular choice. Other times, it might come through advice from trusted friends or a message that resonates deeply with our situation. No matter how his guidance comes, it's important to stay attuned to it and act in faith. One of the challenges we often face is distinguishing between our own desires and God's guidance. This is where patience and discernment come into play. It's essential to take time to reflect and seek confirmation before making significant decisions. God's guidance is consistent with his character and his promises, and he will often confirm his direction through various means. As we focus on God, let's also commit to asking for his guidance regularly, in every decision, big or small. Invite him into the process. Trust that he will lead you in the right direction and provide the wisdom you need. His guidance is not only for the major crossroads in life, but also for the daily choices we make. Remember, God's guidance is a sign of his care and involvement in our lives. He is actively working in every step we take, helping us navigate our challenges and make choices that align with his plan for us. By focusing on him and seeking his direction, we align ourselves with his will and open ourselves up to his blessings. Dear friends, now we come to a critical area of our faith journey, overcoming doubt with faith. Doubt can be a significant barrier to experiencing the fullness of what God has for us. It's natural to have doubts, especially when faced with challenges and uncertainties. However, overcoming these doubts with faith is essential for moving forward and finding peace in our journey. Doubt often arises when our circumstances seem contrary to what we hope or expect. We might question if God is truly working on our behalf or if he hears our prayers. These feelings of doubt can be unsettling and discouraging. Yet, it's important to remember that doubt does not mean we lack faith. It simply means we are human, navigating a world full of uncertainties. Overcoming doubt starts with acknowledging it. Be honest with yourself and with God about your doubts and fears. Don't hide them or try to ignore them. Bring them before God and ask for his help in overcoming them. He is patient and understanding, and he welcomes our questions and concerns. Faith is the antidote to doubt. It's about choosing to believe in God's promises and his goodness, even when our circumstances are challenging. Faith requires us to look beyond what we see and trust in what we cannot yet perceive. It's about holding on to the hope that God is working, even when we don't have all the answers. One way to build and strengthen your faith is to recall past experiences where God has been faithful. Reflect on times when he has provided, guided, or comforted you. These memories can serve as powerful reminders of his reliability and help dispel current doubts. Remember, faith is not the absence of doubt, but the choice to trust God. Despite it, even when doubts creep in, choose to focus on the truth of who God is and his promises. Trust that he is working in your life, even when it's not immediately apparent. Let your faith be a guiding light through the darkness of doubt. My friends, now let's talk about finding hope in uncertain times. Life often brings us into situations filled with uncertainty and unpredictability. During these times, it can be challenging to see a way forward, and hope might seem like a distant concept. However, hope is a vital part of our faith journey and plays a crucial role in navigating through uncertainty. Hope is not just a wishful thinking. It's a confident expectation in God's promises and his ability to bring about good in our lives. It's about believing that even when things are unclear or difficult, God has a plan and purpose that will ultimately lead us to a place of peace and fulfillment. To find hope in uncertain times, we first need to anchor ourselves in the promises of God. His word is full of assurances that he is with us, that he loves us, and that he is working for our good. These promises are not based on our circumstances, but on his unchanging nature. By focusing on these promises, we can shift our perspective from our immediate difficulties to the greater hope that God provides. Hope also involves a forward-looking mindset. It means believing that the future holds possibilities and blessings, even when the present feels bleak. It's about maintaining a positive expectation that, despite current challenges, there is a purpose and a plan that will unfold in time. During uncertain times, it's helpful to set small, achievable goals. These goals can provide a sense of progress and accomplishment, which can, in turn, foster hope. As you achieve these goals, you'll see tangible evidence of positive movement, reinforcing your confidence that things are improving. Never underestimate the power of prayer in cultivating hope. Bring your uncertainties before God and ask for his guidance, comfort, and hope. Prayer is a way to align our hearts with God's promises and to invite his hope into our lives. Dear friends, let's discuss embracing growth through challenges. Challenges are an inevitable part of life, but they also present opportunities for profound growth and transformation. When we face difficulties, we have the chance to grow in ways we might not experience otherwise. Challenges often push us beyond our comfort zones, forcing us to confront our limitations and strengths. They can reveal areas in our lives where we need to grow, and they can refine our character. This process of growth is not always easy, but it is essential for our spiritual and personal development. Embracing growth means viewing challenges through a lens of opportunity rather than just adversity. Instead of focusing solely on the pain or inconvenience, try to see what you can learn and how you can develop through the experience. Ask yourself what lessons the challenge might be teaching you and how it can contribute to your growth. One way to embrace growth is to maintain a positive and open mindset. Approach each challenge with the attitude that you have something valuable to gain. This mindset helps you stay resilient and motivated, even when the journey is tough. Another important aspect of growth is self-reflection. Take time to reflect on how you've handled previous challenges and what you've learned from them. Reflect on your strengths and areas for improvement. This self-awareness can guide you in handling current and future challenges with greater wisdom and grace. Remember, growth through challenges doesn't mean you have to go through it alone. Reach out for support from friends, family, or a faith community. Sharing your experiences and seeking guidance can provide additional perspectives and encouragement as you navigate through difficulties. It's also helpful to set goals for yourself during challenging times. These goals can be related to personal development, spiritual growth, or practical steps to overcome the challenge. Setting and achieving these goals can provide a sense of accomplishment and progress, reinforcing your belief in the positive outcomes of challenges. As you focus on God and his work in your life, trust that he is using challenges to shape and refine you. Embrace the growth that comes from these experiences and allow them to draw you closer to him. Recognize that each challenge is an opportunity for transformation and a chance to witness God's faithfulness in new ways. Dear friends, in the midst of our troubles, confusion, or weaknesses, finding strength in God's promises becomes our anchor. These promises are not just words. They are powerful sources of reassurance and encouragement. They remind us of God's unchanging faithfulness, his boundless love, and his unwavering commitment to our well-being. Think of God's promises as anchors in the stormy seas of life. They offer us stability and hope, grounding us in the assurance that He is always with us and that His plans for us are good. When we feel overwhelmed or unsure, turning to these promises can renew our confidence and sustain our spirits. Let's explore some of these promises. 1. He will never leave you. One of the most comforting promises is that God will never leave us, nor forsake us. Even in our loneliest moments, His presence remains constant. His faithfulness endures through every trial and challenge. Embrace this promise to find comfort and reassurance. Remember Hebrews 13:5, which says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." 2. He will provide for your needs. God promises to meet our needs according to His riches and glory. This doesn't always mean we get everything we want, but it assures us that He will provide what is necessary for our well-being. Trust in His provision, knowing He sees your needs and is committed to meeting them. Philippians 4:19 reminds us, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." 3. He works all things for good. Another powerful promise is that God works all things together for the good of those who love Him. Even when circumstances seem dire or challenging, trust that God is working behind the scenes to bring about a positive outcome. This promise helps us maintain hope and perspective during tough times. Romans 8:28 tells us, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." 4. He will give you strength. God promises to provide strength when we are weak. His strength is made perfect in our weakness, empowering us to face difficulties with courage and resilience. Lean on His strength to overcome obstacles and navigate through challenges. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" So, how do we apply these promises to our lives? Meditate on His Word. Spend time reading and reflecting on Scripture to become familiar with God's promises. Let His words dwell in your heart and mind, allowing them to strengthen and encourage you. Pray with confidence. When you pray, bring God's promises into your prayers. Remind yourself and God of His assurances, and ask Him to help you live in the light of those promises. Speak His promises over your life. Declare God's promises aloud. Speaking them reinforces your faith and keeps your focus on His truth rather than your circumstances. Encourage others. Share God's promises with those around you who may be struggling. Sometimes, reminding others of His promises can also strengthen your own faith. Finding strength in God's promises is about anchoring your faith in His unchanging nature and unwavering commitment. As we continue to focus on God, let His promises be a source of endless strength and hope. Lean on them and allow them to guide you through every challenge and uncertainty. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we know that You are a God of miracles, a healer, and a provider. We lay our concerns before You, asking for Your divine intervention in the areas where we are struggling. Lord, You know the problems we face, whether they are relational, emotional, or situational. We ask for Your guidance and wisdom as we navigate these challenges. Please provide us with solutions that align with Your will and bring us peace. Help us see clearly and act wisely, trusting that You are working all things together for our good. Father, we also lift up those who are in need of healing. We know that you are the great physician, capable of healing both physical and emotional wounds. We ask for your healing touch upon those who are suffering, whether from illness, injury, or emotional pain. Bring comfort and restoration to their bodies and hearts. Strengthen their faith as they wait for your healing, and let them feel your presence and peace. We also bring our financial needs before you. Lord, you are our provider, and we trust that you will meet our needs according to your riches and glory. Please provide for us in our times of financial difficulty. Open doors of opportunity, provide wisdom in managing our resources, and grant us favor in our financial endeavors. Help us to trust you fully, even when the way seems uncertain. As we wait for your answers, grant us patience and unwavering faith. Let us remember that your timing is perfect and that you are always working on our behalf. Strengthen our trust in your promises and remind us of your love and faithfulness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.